Are you ready for some Before the Paywall? It's Andrew. And guess who's here?
It's Ben. And we are in the Spider-Verse for this episode. So this is one of those that actually kind of slipped a little bit under the radar, it feels, because, you know, everyone kind of was talking, you know, Guardians was a big thing because of James Gunn and we got The Flash. But in between is this one, where I feel like, because maybe it's because it's animated, because it's not the Sony MCU Tom Holland one, sometimes it's like it feels like it just slips under the radar hype wise. You know, like, how do you feel? Like, I think that that's kind of what happens with these Spider-Verse movies.
I guess it's also like this month is just absolutely jam packed. So, I mean, we got Transformers coming out, which is usually supposed to be a huge thing, but I guess since Bay, they're not that big anymore. But anyway, it did say like the it went above box office predictions, because I think predictions were kind of low. I think a lot of people are like not pre-ordering right now these days, but people are just kind of buying tickets like the day of, so it's maybe a little bit harder to predict than it was before the pandemic. I don't really know, but it I mean, it's doing well. And the buzz is good. The hype is good. But it kind of flew under the radar a little bit. And I think I saw only like a couple trailers here and there, before it came out on my particular algorithm anyway.
Yeah. Like if I didn't have it marked on my calendar that like, hey, like check out Spider-Verse at this time, then like, I probably would have needed to look it up or something. Like, when's it out? Yeah. Oh, it's out like next Saturday or something, or next Friday, I mean. So, it's interesting that these kind of slip by. But yeah, so both of us saw it, and we're kind of dropping a spoilerish review, a very spoilery review on this one. But you know the deal. This is how it usually is with the Patreon reviews. So I will say the opening to this, I really thought the opening was great. Like, it really sets it up. It has the emotions of like, she loses her Peter, and then everything set up with her dad to the point that it's dramatic when he's got the gun on her and he tries to arrest her. And like, you feel that betrayal, everything's set up well. And just, I got chills when like she joins the other Spideys and then it just cuts to black. And then suddenly the titles start. And at that point I was like, dude, like this might live up to what people were saying, because people were saying like, this is better than the first one. It surpasses the first one. It's the best, you know, Spider-Man movie ever. And I'm like, they did it, is what I was thinking. Like, when we got to the opening, I was like, they fucking did it. If everything is else like is like this, it's going to be fucking awesome. This is going to be a home run, because that's a home run of an opening. Like that was a hell of an opening. So, you know, and then we got some fun stuff with like reintroducing Miles. Then you got the spot. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is sort of the fun and games stuff. But then we keep going, because the spot then escapes and we get more of the action sequence. And I'm like, okay, I would think we'd be a little further along in what's going on here, because at this point we're now in like a completely separate story so far from what the first 15 minutes was. So I'm like, all right, but it'll come back around, right? And then we got this long ass party scene that you wisely stepped out and went to the bathroom in, is what you told me. But I'm like,
dude, I do this. What? I'm a genius when it comes to picking the right scenes to go to the bathroom.
There are sites and apps too that tell you like where to go. So maybe you can contribute to that and make something on the side, because
probably should.
Because yeah, it for sure was the time to step out. Because I'm like, dude, his parents aren't saying anything that they haven't already said before. Earlier, I don't know why we're still in this. It's called Across the Spider-Verse. I don't know why stuff is so slow now with him and Gwen, especially because of how great the opening was. So I've never had something like really grab me and then like lose me like almost right afterwards.
So hard
at the same time. Yeah. And again, like overall, I do
that's
like
an hour, that's like an hour later though.
Yeah. Also. Well, I can feel it slow down, you know, like stuff with the spot. The first confrontation with the spot is good. And then we get a second one. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I guess so. But then I think it just keeps grinding further, like in a slower way, like Miles doesn't enter the Spider-Verse or the multiverse for like an hour in or something like that. I'm like, I feel like this should have been way earlier. And then once he's in the Spider-Verse, suddenly we're like jam packed. Suddenly we're going a mile a minute. It's like really super fast pace. There's like, Indian Spider-Man. And then we got Spider-Punk at the same time. We're like, wait, hold on. I'm still processing the Indian Spider-Man.
I know.
Now we got this other guy. Everybody's talking fast. And at the same time, I'm like, I need to watch this with subtitles. Like, maybe it's us getting old. I don't know. But part of it is like, there's so much shit in this that I think it's very ambitious. I like the ambition, while I also think that they got overly ambitious with this. Like, got great ideas, but at the same time, it's like the execution is like all over the place. Like, it's very messy, is what you and I talked about offline, where it's like it doesn't quite have the same clean feeling of the first one, where it's like this stuff pushes the character forward and the story forward, and this is all set up and payoff. And here it's like, it's kind of like feeling that a lot happens and nothing happens at the same time, where like it's a lot of a movie, but at the same time I'm like, well, what really ended up happening? Because the spot just gets more powerful, that's about it. Miguel is after Miles, and he's still after Miles, and just a lot of setup, which again might not be fair because the third one is out next year, and they've got basically the big cliffhanger to go into that. But I'm also like, yeah, but I don't know. I've been thinking about other times where it ended, like movies ended like that, and I've always kind of felt like there was at least somewhat of a complete story to that, whether that's, you know, Infinity War, right? Like, there was a complete story to that. Thanos got what he snaps, end of movie. It's a shocker, but it's technically still like something happened. It's still complete. You know, Back to the Future movies, to be continued, shows up at the end because of what they plant at the end. But it's still a complete story for the individual installment.
Right.
I guess Lord of the Rings is a little different because I always went into those with the understanding that, like, it was all filmed as one giant-ass movie. So it's going to end at some point unresolved for the first two. But I don't know, it just felt a weird feeling with it. Again, I like it. I like the ideas. But I wish that I could have walked out feeling the same love that I felt for the first one. And maybe it'll change when I see the third one, where it'll finally come together and everything that's set up here will pay off. But for this one, it's like, it's really ambitious. I admire that they take risks. It's hard for me to say that they pulled it off, but you know, I at least admire the gumption.
Mm-hmm. The gusto.
Yeah.
As it were.
Gusto in this.
So,
how about you?
Okay, so is it a thumbs up? Yes. Does it have some of the most striking visual style like ever? Yeah, like I'd love the visual style. I think it's what really like sells this for a lot of people. Like, you know, people always talk about in comic shops, like, do you buy for the art or for the story? Like, these movies, well, it has both, but definitely, like, if you're like an art only guy, like, this is like your movie, you know? And I do think it was a kind of a drop off from the first one a little bit, but not that bad. But yeah, like the first 30 minutes, not 30, but like, what, 20 minutes? It's like, I was like, is this a Spider-Gwen movie? Am I in the right movie? Where is Miles, man? I think, God, man, we talked about this kind of in detail offline, but it's like, I just don't feel like I love these as much as everyone else seems to. And maybe it's just a Spider-Man thing. Like, Peter Parker's a fucking nerdy white guy, but I never got into, I don't know, was never like, I'm on record, like, Spider-Man's not my favorite thing in the world. Like, I like the movies, but like, I don't know, character-wise, No Way Home is better than probably most of the X-Men movies, but but I still feel in my heart, maybe it's just because of the 90s cartoon I watched when I was a kid or something, but I still feel like that's like the main, my main Marvel thing.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.